bringing you everything under the Disney umbrella. Network 1901.
Hey everyone, Shannon here. This week's story is from Allie Andrews. Alex and I got to meet her at Star Wars Celebration, and she is so sweet, and her art is absolutely gorgeous and 100% fulfills my angst requirement. So thank you so much, Allie, for all of the tears. But without further ado, welcome to episode 22 of Lipstick and Lightsabers.
Hi guys, it's Allie from Twitter, at Knights of Ren, my podcast, if that's how you want to know me, but I'm Allie Andrews. There's a lot of Allies on Twitter, just to clarify, and today I wanted to finally share my story because this has been something I've been wanting to do for a very long time, is share my story for this podcast, but I was very busy applying for college and doing other random school stuff, so I'm finally excited that I get to do it today. So, for the first question, how did you get into Star Wars? When I was younger, my dad first introduced us to Star Wars. He showed my brother and I the prequels first, and then we just, like, watched the movies in order because I was born in 2001, so by the time I was, like, old enough to watch it and really, like, understand it, and, like, he wanted to start showing it to us, by that time, all the prequels had come out. So, we all go in the basement and, like, over the course of however long it took, we just watched all the films in order. And from there, I, like, loved them. And I really do remember, like, I don't have, like, a lot of memories of my childhood, obviously, because I just, like, I don't know. Unlike some people who, like, got into it more so when The Force Awakens happened, I got into it at a very young age, so a lot of my beginning memories of how I got connected to it are, like, fuzzled. But I do remember, like, I would, like, go to friends' houses and we'd, like, watch Star Wars, or also back in the day, my brother had a Wii, and my brother had all of the Lego Star Wars games on the Wii, so we'd always, like, play all the Lego Star Wars games together, and I sucked at them because I kept dying, but, like, it was something we got to connect over, so that was close to my heart. And I also, every Friday when I got home from school when I was in elementary school, my brother would have piano and my sister would be, like, off doing something, and so I was, like, home alone a lot of the times then. And I remember that we had this computer downstairs. I, like, had the prequels on the computer, and I'd, like, open them and I'd watch all of them. Like, I binge the prequels on Fridays because those were, like, the later films I'd watch too, and I'd watch all the movies on that computer. So I grew up watching these films over and over, and then it was just something that was really big for me because of, I think largely because of how it connected me to my sibling. I mean, like I said, my brother and I used to play the games, and he also, we'd watch the Clone Wars together on Cartoon Network when we were younger, because that's where the show aired. Yeah, so from a very young age, I've just been very invested, but I didn't start connecting to the deeper fandom until, I'd say, like, much later. Like, most of it was just kept between my brother and I. I didn't really interact with many other fans. I actually didn't first come to Twitter for Star Wars. I actually came to Twitter for other shows I was watching at the time, because I'd watch theorizing videos, and the theorizing videos would be like, come connect with the Twitter community and you can theorize together. So, like, I came to Twitter for, like, other shows, but I never really, like, connected with those fandoms for some reason. But through when Star Wars Rebels started, I started tweeting about that show too, and eventually, it took, like, years and years, but, like, after Kanan died, actually, my tweet on that, like, blew up. Well, not blew up, but, like, it got a lot more traction than I was used to. And then that goes into our next question, which is, how do you engage with fandom? So, after Kanan's death, I started to engage a lot more with people. I got a lot more connected to different groups. I made a lot more friends, and I met some people who would have, like, really big impacts in my life. And so it was really crazy. And like I said, I connected with more groups. I got involved with a Clone Wars rewatch group and a Resistance watch group, and that would become, like, a weekly thing, and that was a fun way to connect. I also have a podcast, Knights of Ren. Due to life circumstances, I'm now running it on my own. but that's a fun time. It's actually the day I'm recording this. It's the year we started it a year ago, so today's actually a big day. And then also, I do art. I don't really do digital art as much, but like most of the art I post is like hand drawn. But I do a lot of hand drawn Star Wars art. I do commissions. I do just post random art to make people sad, because for some reason, most of the art I end up drawing is a very emotional scenes, and so most of my art ends up making people sad, which is great. It's crazy to become more involved with Twitter this last like year and a half. It's been so cool. I've met a lot of people who've just had big impacts in my life, so it's just been really cool to get more involved with fandom and talking with people on Twitter and posting random tweets that some get a lot of attention, surprisingly, which always surprises me. But like, I never expected to get this much attention on Twitter, because like I said, I was on Twitter for years and years, and so it's been really cool to connect more with the fandom this year. How has it impacted my life? As I have been saying throughout this so far, it has had a lot of big impacts in my life, outside of like generally meeting people and how those people have impacted my life. I'd say some of the big impacts were mainly my connections to Ahsoka and Sabine, mostly Sabine, but my connections to those two characters. They're characters that like have inspired me a lot of my life, and seeing their perseverance and strength, it was really inspirational for me to watch growing up, like watching Ahsoka in the Clone Wars and then watching Sabine and Rebels. Just like growing up watching those two, it was really inspiring for me, and I just love them so much. And so they really like, and then Sabine, like artistically wise, obviously inspired me in that, right? And yeah, and so those characters, and then overall just watching the content, not only has it brought me a lot of happiness and connected me to friends and my siblings, but it's also just been a lot of enjoyment for me in some of my tougher moments. When I was facing some more difficult things at the beginning of this year, I had Resistance and this watch group, and I could go there every weekend and I could enjoy it with my friends, and it was really something that got me through that. And also throughout my life, because I struggle more socially and I don't have as many friends as some people per se, being able to come home and watch Star Wars was always something that I could like, that could bring me that joy and could bring me that like way to fill my time with something that I really enjoyed and bring that happiness that I was lacking at moments when I felt more alone. And that's why one of my quotes, my senior quote this year, was like, it's not my fault that Star Wars is more important than my homework, because coming home and being able to watch Star Wars, like, that was the thing for a lot of the time that brought me that joy in day-to-day life that just really got me through stuff. So yeah, I'd say it's just had a great impact on my life, and I feel like it's going to continue to. I've really been able to connect with a lot of people, and though some of the people I've met have, like, I've gone through more challenging stuff, I've also had some amazing memories with some people. And despite all the drama and stuff on Twitter, it's overall just like a great, like, it's so much, so enjoyable to be there. And I literally, without some of the friends I've made there, like, I don't know if I would have gotten through this year. So I'm very grateful for that. What am I most looking forward to in Star Wars this year? I'm gonna be very basic, and I'm gonna say what probably literally everyone else has said, if I'm remembering right, but Rise of Skywalker, of course. I got the wonderful opportunity to be in that panel at Star Wars Celebration, and I think that alone was like a really big thing to like really build my hype for it. But I was already hyped, but like being in that panel, I think, just really built that hype up. And also Resistance coming back, because I also went to that panel, and getting to see the premiere, I'm like, please come back sooner. So yeah, I'd say Rise of Skywalker and Resistance are definitely the two biggest things. And in general, just getting to talk more about Star Wars with people. Like on my podcast, I'm going back and I'm doing a lot of analyzation of like Rebels characters and Rebels stuff. And that's been really fun for me, because Star Wars Rebels was a huge show for me, and it's honestly like some of the Star Wars content that's like my favorite. Like Star Wars Rebels is like my favorite Star Wars content, so even getting to like spend the year going back to that kind of content, it's so enjoyable. And I'm just really excited to see what the future holds with Star Wars. I love Star Wars so much, and that's why I'm here sharing my story about how much I love it and how I've connected to it. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope my rambling wasn't too boring for you. Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to Lipstick and Lightsabers, presented by Network 1901. This week's story was from Allie, and you can find her on Twitter at Allie_M_Andrews and her podcast at Knights of Ren. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can send in your Star Wars story at lipsticklightsabers1901@gmail.com. I'd like to give a special thank you to our patrons for making this show happen, and if you want to reach out to us, you can find us at lip_lightsabers and myself at McCarter Shannon. I'll see you guys next time. Bye.